Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, Gerard Hutch has failed in a bid to recoup his legal costs from the state after he was acquitted 7 weeks ago of the murder of Kinahan cartel member David Byrne at the Regency Hotel. The three-judge special criminal court refused to make orders to have the Director of Public Prosecutions pay Mr. Hutch's costs of the 52-day trial, which sources suggested could be more than €500,000. Well, for more on this, I'm joined by Mary Carolyn, who's legal affairs correspondent of the Irish Times. Mary, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good evening, Cormac.
This application on behalf of Gerard Hutch for his costs was hugely anticipated. What happened exactly?
Yes, it was, Cormac. I mean, essentially, Gerard Hutch lawyers, he hadn't availed of legal aid on legal advice, we were told today, and he was represented by Ferry's solicitors and senior counsel Brendan Grehan and a junior counsel throughout the 52-day trial. And the DPP had opposed, through Sean Gillan, the lead prosecuting counsel, had opposed the application for legal costs. And there was a full hearing this afternoon where the three judges heard submissions. And then they rose for half an hour and they came back with their decision. Just for listeners, it all relates to the court had last February acquitted Gerard Hutch of the murder of David Byrne at the Regency Hotel, and it had convicted two co-accused on lesser charges. Essentially, it had rejected evidence of the main prosecution witness, Jonathan Dowdall, who had claimed that Gerard Hutch had confessed to murder. The court said that that evidence from Dowdall wasn't reliable unless corroborated, and it found that audio recordings didn't corroborate that. And today, when he was looking for legal costs, Brendan Grehan said that the only charge being advanced against Gerard Hutch was the charge of murder, and the fact there had been some criticism of the prosecution not bringing additional charges such as possession of firearms shouldn't be held against Mr. Hutch. And the prosecution said that all the various factors should be taken into account, and the judges considered all those matters.
Mm-hmm. And what did the barrister on behalf of Gerard Hutch say? What arguments were put forward, Mary, in order to say that the state should carry the cost for Gerard Hutch?
Well, he said, Mr. Grennan said the starting point was that Gerard Hutch was acquitted of the charge, and that he argued that the initial decision to prosecute him for murder was the wrong decision, and that had been vindicated by the Special Criminal Court's judgment. And he said it would be unfair to deny Hutch what he described as the substantial cost of defending himself on the murder charge on the basis he should have been charged with other offences. And those arguments were essentially rejected by the Special Criminal Court when it gave its ruling this afternoon. Ms. Justice Tara Burns gave the three-judge court decision, and she agreed that acquittal is starting point for considering costs, but she said there's other relevant factors, including the conduct of the case. And she said that the prosecution of Hutch was warranted and not improper or unreasonable. And in various comments, she said that it couldn't have been known how Jonathan Dowdall would approach the giving of evidence in the witness box. She also stressed that the court was, in this decision, exercising its discretion concerning legal costs and wasn't deciding issues of criminal culpability. But she said it was taking into account other factors, including who Gerard Hutch was associating with. And she said as part of the prosecution case, the court was asked to determine that Gerard Hutch had possession of three weapons used in the Regency attack by the 7th of March 2016, which was a few weeks after the attack on the 5th of February. And she said the court was satisfied beyond reasonable doubt that this was the case. This was serious criminal conduct by Gerard Hutch, mm-hmm. accompanied by specific knowledge the guns were used in the Regency attack and they'd been used to murder David Byrne. She also referred to Gerard Hutch as being recognised the figurehead and the patriarchal figure in the Hutch criminal organisation. And she said that in terms of issuing the prosecution against Gerard Hutch, it was a reasonable proposition for the prosecution to act on, that nothing in the nature of an audacious attack like the Regency would be carried out without his authority. And this was despite the finding of the court that it had rejected the prosecution case that Gerard Hutch was present at the Regency and was one of the shooters of David Byrne.
So essentially, we know that Gerard Hutch has been acquitted, but he's left with now a very sizable bill in terms of legal costs, isn't he? The estimate is about $500,000.
Yes, and most legal sources think that's erring very much on caution, and it's probably in the very lower rates. I mean, nobody really knows what the actual cost figure would be, but some lawyers are saying it's a fair presumption that some agreement would have been reached between the lawyers and Gerard Hutch before they took the case on, and that some payments may have been made already.
Okay.
But I would say $500,000 is probably a very conservative figure.
Well, whatever it is, it's a big bill, that's for sure. Mary Carolyn, Legal Affairs Correspondent with the Irish Times, thank you very much indeed for that.